Ngayong umaga po ay puno tayo dito sa studio. Kasama natin ang pangunahing aktor ng bagong-bagong pelikulang Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man na si Filino Doloso at ang dalawang Filipino-Australian na kasama rin sa pelikula na si Rico Banderas at si George Atanasio. Magandang umaga sa inyo lahat. Good morning.
Magandang umaga po. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Kamusta po?
Kamusta?
That's George.
I sound like a tourist. I should stick with English.
Okay. Pero bago natin pag-usapan yung pelikula ninyo, ito muna.
2 years ago, I was corporate. I was giving orders everywhere. I'll tell people what to do. Anyway, my boss, she sacked me. She got rid of me, kicked me out.
Used to be my ex-colleague.
Guitar is in London.
Do you give the audition?
Yeah, I think I'm a good.
What are these people doing?
They're doing this doco about, you know, like a homeless rock star, you know? So that's me.
Wait, seriously, what's the point of his music? He thinks it's cool and funky.
Diyan, napakinggan ninyo ang bahagi ng trailer ng Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man. At kasama natin ang pangunahing aktor, si Filino Doloso. Magandang umaga muli, Filino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo.
At syempre si Rico Banderas at si George Atanasio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Rico Banderas, hindi mo ba kamag-anak si Antonio Banderas?
No relation, but hoping that just the surname similarity like gets me additional exposure, which, you know, would be nice.
Filino, nakasama ka na namin dito dati sa ating programa kung saan bahagi ka ng Better Man.
Mm. Apo, tama.
Dito sa SBS. At ngayon, Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man. What is this about?
Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man. I know it's about a guy, basically, he's going through a midlife crisis. I think it's a very emotional, sad film disguised as a comedy. Ano siya? Tungkol, he's lost everything. Career, marriage, house. And so, naghahanap siya ng something to cling on to for hope. And he finds it in the form of his ukulele. Tsaka his love
music.
For music and music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At ikaw dito si Rafael, mm-hmm, or Bobo the Hobo. Bakit Bobo the Hobo?
Bobo the Hobo kasi it's shot and filmed like a documentary. So he had to have a stage name for the film.
Okay.
So yun ang pinili niya nung character as Bobo the Hobo. Kasi he thought that that would be a catchy name.
Catchy. And Rico and George, first time namin kayo makakasama dito, but you are not a stranger to the film industry.
Yeah. So we had a few experiences together.
Well, we've been working together for a long time. For the better part of a decade, we're quite tight-knit comrades. My first feature film was involved with these two, and from that film, we made such a great first impression that we just stayed connected and long-running friends. So, yeah.
Yeah. And Rico, you play as Alan. Who is Alan in the film?
Alan is the seedy dealer that Bobo the Hobo discovers when he's just kind of walking into the back streets alley. And he sees Alan distributing a substance for profit. And Bobo the Hobo, he just can't seem to let any wrongdoing pass. Like, if he sees someone in trouble, he thinks, oh, I'd want to try and better the world. So he approaches Alan, and the conversation that ensues is not quite what one expects.
Yes.
Not quite. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Yeah, you have to watch the movie. And George, you play as Jonah.
Jonah, yes. Jonah is a drummer for a band with his sister Tori, played by Demetra. And Jonah's not that great at drumming, so probably when Bobo tries to audition, it's like, yes, someone else that's going to be a lot less talented than I am. And so therefore, I'm going to look good. I'm going to get the chicks. And then hooray for me.
So you are competition with Bobo the Hobo here.
Oh, no. Not a competition. More like, I want him to be part of the band so I look great.
Okay.
And someone else can take their embarrassment.
Yes.
George, what's your background in acting or in doing film?
It's more like I've fallen into it. I've had a few classes with, I think, Dongtan Alliance Martial Arts, and also just stepping into any roles that I've been offered, like this one with Jonah's role in Adventures of a Happily Homeless Man. It was actually a privilege to be thought of or considered for a part for this, so I've just taken it because it was part of frequent collaborators. like Rico and Felina here. So I just took it on board to work with these guys again.
And Dickie as well. He's not here as well, but he's also a treasured comrade. He always like takes care of his own.
He's a captain.
Dickie is the director, isn't it?
Yes.
And hindi lang mga Pilipino or... The film involves a lot of multicultural background.
All the actors are very diverse backgrounds. So we've got, you know, obviously Filipino Australians, we've got Greek Australians, Persian Australians,
Polish.
Polish Australians,
it's,
Russian
it's
Australians.
It's supposed to be much more of a mirror of Australia itself. That's why it's like a documentary, because it's not just a Filipino story. It's an Australian story.
You know? Yeah, it's not a ethnic story per such. It's about all the people living in a particular community in Sydney, and because it's such a multicultural place, Sydney, that these are almost portrayed by real people. It is what we see in Sydney. It is a multicultural place full of multicultural people.
And the film was shot in Sydney?
Yes. Yep. Uh-oh.
And it will be shown when and where?
Okay, so the film will be screening at the Chauvel Cinema in Paddington, Sydney, on for 4 nights, limited run, from the 18th of July to the 21st of July, 6:30 p.m. sessions.
And you can get your tickets online at palacecinemas.com.au. Yep. Feel free to show up. We'll see you there. That's our little plug, right?
Yes. Filipino, iba yung role mo dito kasi yung better man, ano ka, kontrabida, parang ganun. Oo. Ito, happy music.
Yeah, ito kasi, it's more about, I like playing, I know different, obviously different roles. See, things like better man, you know, I get cast as the main bad guy or the kontrabida, which is great character roles. And then when I get a chance to explore new roles, when I have a bit more, authority to choose my own project, so then I try to do other types of characters. And so this is a great challenge as well, because it's more sort of comedic / dramatic type role.
So you will be singing in the film?
No.
Why is that?
I only sing in karaoke. There's bits of, scenes that where he tries to sing, but, you know, he's not a very talented singer.
Gibberish.
Yeah.
He's a scat man.
Yeah, it's all about him trying to pursue a certain dream, but he's not quite as as good as what he thinks he is in that particular. So it's a great song.
So what people can expect from the movie?
Definitely, there's a sense of melancholy in the film. You know, it's you see a guy, you see a person basically going to breakdown, kind of like a nervous breakdown, midlife, and just to see him clinging on to a hope. So it's all about not giving up on life in a way. So he chooses to pick certain things that would, you know, he could cling on to, but really he's looking for a certain thing, and in the movie you'll see it. But it's all about it's sad. I think it's very sad.
But in the end, will he be happy?
You have to watch the film.
Yeah. Okay,
we can't spoil the end.
Rico and George, you said, Rico, you've been dealing with this man Filino for like a decade now. Are there any other upcoming projects that you will be working on after Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man?
At present, we don't have anything lined.
There's a couple. Yeah, there's sort of
They're more in the pre-production phase, rather, because there's a lot that goes into creating a film. We can't just group up. It's like, okay, cameras, lights, action. Like, we have to have something drawn up. We have to.
We need substance.
We need to do our research and put some thorough thought into it. So there's a couple of projects that are in the bird stage
there's certainly talks, and there's another feature coming up that I've kind of already signed into, and hopefully the boys will be joining in as well. It's about asylum seekers. So I guess that's all I could say for now. But it's a dramatic film.
For our last words, invite again our listeners to see your film.
The film will be screening at the Chauvel Cinema in Paddington, Sydney, on for 4 nights, limited run, from the 18th of July to the 21st of July, 6:30 p.m. session.
Of course. I actually wrote this down. Please let me say this, because this is the best plug I could have thought up. Okay. In a time of suspicions and refugees, fear and contempt for anyone that aren't our own selves, it's important to be reminded about what the core goodness in humanity is. And that's the very relatable struggle of the earnest, middle-class everyman who's had bad luck, Bobo the Hobo. So if you've ever been working and felt down in your life, felt unsure about the direction, please watch someone else go through what you probably don't want to do. And that's leave his old life and try to start fresh. Try to pursue something that's just only a dream.
Thank you very much. Adventures of a Happy Homeless Man.
Happy man. I just want to be happy.